Imagine knowing your fate 17 years before it happens. Today's story is about a Spanish priest whose life was forever altered by a prophecy from Padre Pio. Stay tuned to discover how this prophecy unfolded into a story of faith and martyrdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Child of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. For today's video, I have a remarkable story that ties together prophecy, faith, and martyrdom. This story comes to us from a Spanish Catholic news website, Religion en Libertad, Religion in Freedom, and revolves around Blessed Guillermo Lope Gaya, a Spanish priest and member of the Hospitaller Order. More about them in a moment. What makes this story particularly fascinating is the prophecy that Padre Pio made about Father Guillermo, a prophecy that foretold his martyrdom. Listen to this. Father Guillermo Lope Gaya was a dedicated religious in the Hospitaller Order, founded by the Portuguese Saint John of God. Now, for those who may not know, the Hospitaller Order is dedicated to caring for the sick and the poor, embodying a deep commitment to both spiritual and physical healing. Founded in the 16th century, it is one of the oldest religious orders in the Catholic Church. But let's continue with our story. Although originally from Spain, Father Guillermo, at the age of 32, was relocated to Italy in 1912, where he served at the hospital of San Giovanni Calibita on Tiber Island in Rome. Over time, he rose to become the hospital's director and, by May 1919, was appointed novice master. However, it was in November 1919 that his path crossed with Padre Pio's, and his life was never the same. That November, Father Guillermo accompanied some of his fellow religious brothers to San Giovanni Rotondo, where he had the chance to speak with Padre Pio. During their conversation, Padre Pio made a sudden prophecy. "You will die a martyr." At the time, this prophecy seemed almost unimaginable. Yet, Father Guillermo never forgot Padre Pio's words. From that moment on, he lived his life in constant readiness, always prepared for the day when the prophecy might come true. Fast forward to 1928. After a series of promotions and relocations, Father Guillermo finally returned to his homeland. He was elected Provincial Superior of Spain and America, a position he held for two consecutive terms. His conduct was said to be exemplary, both as a religious and a leader. However, the storm clouds of war were gathering. In 1936, the Spanish Civil War broke out, a conflict between the Republican government, supported by left-wing groups, and nationalists, led by General Francisco Franco, backed by conservative and fascist forces. The war was a struggle over political control, social reforms, and regional autonomy. Carlistas, a traditionalist monarchist movement from northern Spain, played a key role on the nationalist side, aiming to restore a conservative Catholic monarchy. Despite their efforts, the Carlistas' vision of monarchy was sidelined in Franco's regime. On the Republican side, there was widespread religious persecution, with churches destroyed and clergy targeted, reflecting the anti-clerical sentiments of many leftist factions. This is why many religious figures, like Father Guillermo, were often targeted, arrested, and even executed. Father Guillermo, now the superior of the Hospitaller community, was arrested and imprisoned in Madrid. Inside the prison, Father Guillermo's leadership skills allowed him to create a monastic atmosphere even within those grim prison walls. The jailers, however, were not pleased. They insulted him, saying, "Come on, you bandit, haven't you perverted them enough in the convent? And now you're still teaching them bad things. We're going to shoot you 4 times. Convinced that his end was near, Father Guillermo frequently spoke of Padre Pio's prophecy with his fellow prisoners. One of them, Friar Thomas Mena Ayala, later confirmed these conversations. Although Father Guillermo didn't consider himself worthy of the grace of martyrdom, he expressed, "I would be so happy that I wouldn't trade places with anyone." One day, the executioners called for him, shouting, "Hey you, priest, come here!" They demanded that he blaspheme. But Father Guillermo firmly responded, "That will never happen." When they threatened to shoot him, he replied, "You can shoot me 100 times, but you will never succeed in making me blaspheme. I am willing to suffer 1,000 deaths rather than offend God." In the early hours of November 28, 1936, as his name was called from the list of those to be executed, Father Guillermo lovingly bid farewell to each of his fellow prisoners with a hug, saying, "See you in heaven, blessed be God." He was then taken and shot. Father Guillermo died a martyr, just as Padre Pio had foretold 17 years earlier. He was buried in a common grave, and his remains are not preserved. In 1992, Pope John Paul II beatified him, recognizing the ultimate sacrifice he made for his faith. End of story. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.